Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Perfect.
Howdy, everybody.
Hello.
It is gorgeous out there today.
The sun is shining. Cows are roaming.
I'm in a good mood. Man, you couldn't kick the smile off my face today.
Seriously, there was utter chaos all over I-70 this afternoon.
All right.
Were the cows moving or not?
Well, I think some of them were.
A number of them were. I have not heard any confirmation, but I would have to guess based on the pictures of the wreck that some of them did not come out uninjured.
So there are some cows that probably were not moving.
Okay.
Really?
Cattle are loose. A portion of I-70 was shut down in Oak Grove.
I didn't get a laugh the first time.
I don't know if the highway is still shut down or not, Sam. This was a mess.
Still shut down, yes.
Still shut down. Two semi-trucks were involved in the crash, one being a tractor-trailer hauling cattle. Eastbound I-70 is now open. Westbound 70 remains closed at mile marker 28. Drivers of the semi-trucks were not injured. Some of the cattle did escape.
Run!
At least one was roped and wrangled after taking a break on the median.
So this, by the way, this is the funniest portion of this entire story. A guy pulling a horse trailer, of course, with horses in it, pulls off into the median, gets out on his horse, grabs his lasso, and starts wrangling the cow that was in the median.
Look at the dude in the Carhartt. He's like, I got you.
By the way, tell me you're a stud without telling me you're a stud. Like a guy who has his own horse.
Yeah.
Gets out, saddles it up, grabs a lasso and lassos a cow.
Phenomenal.
Just pulls up on a wreck and is like, oh, loose cows? That's what I was born for.
Crews now say, here's the latest update from Channel 9, 13 cows are still on the loose. And,
run,
quote, community members should not approach them.
Why? Are they vicious?
Well, I don't know. They're probably, you know,
I'm going to approach them. Have you seen the price of beef?
Samuel.
Very good.
I got a deep freeze. Let's go.
Those poor cows.
Dude.
And I'm in this camp. I love me a good steak, but I don't like thinking about it. I don't like seeing it. I don't like
thinking about how they hang them upside down and
hauling
slit their
them
throats
from point A to point B, you know, to satiate our appetite for beef. But yeah. I don't know. Do I hope they find the 13? If they don't, they've got to eat. They've got to water.
Beef prices just go higher the less cows they can find.
Okay. So safe to assume, though, that these drivers will be ticketed with a moving violation.
Okay. Okay.
You can't steal my joke.
He tried.
Well, it would behoove you to see which one was better.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. but also entertaining.
How's your health, Dana?
It's okay. We're not talking about this on the air.
Okay.
It's not the best it's been, but well, I guess it's not a number two either.
I'm not going to make a topic out of it other than to say Dana has not had a bowel movement since last Thursday.
My back hurts.
Since Reagan was in office.
She overdosed on X-lax last night and still nothing.
Nothing. I tried. Honestly,
tomorrow is 1 week.
I called my doctor and they were on their noon to one. We don't take calls lunch break, which of course they deserve that. But I was going to say, look, is there something you can call me out that would be stronger than whatever we have rated in that particular aisle?
Yeah, water.
You need to drink water.
In the local Walgreens.
Your problem is you don't drink water.
You're right.
Do you drink coffee? Which is a diuretic.
Which is diuretic. I sat here and drank like one of those double Starbucks things yesterday.
If you go beyond 72 hours without a bowel movement,
that's bad.
Google says seek immediate professional
attention. You have an obstruction.
It's an obstruction.
You have an obstruction.
Speaking of, we stayed close to home last night for all of the obvious reasons in case.
Just in case.
Mount St. Helens decided to erupt. I have a run.
No, you don't have run.
Do not walk.
Do you have a runs do not walk?
You guys, we bought for $10 the Leonardo DiCaprio and Sean Penn.
One battle after another.
One battle after another.
I can't wait.
Is it good?
Oh, my gosh. You know, they kept saying it was the movie of the year. It's the movie of the year. It's the movie of the year. I told Johnny I gave it a 9 out of 10, but I lied because I know his bar is a lot lower than mine. Normal Dana gives it a 10 out of 10.
It's a perfect movie.
If Sean Penn does not win an Oscar for the racist colonel in the army trying to get into a secret society of racists, but while obsessed with a black woman, I do not know who else is going to get the Oscar.
How can you be a racist if you're obsessed with a black woman?
He plays a racist trying to get into a secret society of racists who ... is obsessed with a black woman. And I'm not going to give anything away other than to say this. You have to really enjoy dark comedy. Like, think Fargo, where bad things are happening.
So that's why it was listed on the Golden Globes under a comedy,
Scott,
for Best Picture.
Some of the lines that Leonardo DiCaprio, that were written for him and the way they are delivered, I was on the floor. But I think there are some people that do not understand that type of humor and will sit there and be like, what is going on here? If you liked Fargo and Burn After Reading and, you know, Blood Simple and all of those where it's violent and it's a serious topic, but you're also laughing at times, it is the movie for you.
Okay. Was not a huge fan of Fargo.
Benicio del Toro is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And there's a lot of other stars in it. But those are the, you know, Sean Penn.
Wasn't Ariana Grande in it too? Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What is it called?
One
battle after another.
One battle after another.
Okay.
And you're saying it's worth it.
It is the best movie I've seen in quite a while.
Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Regina Hall's in it.
Yep.
Okay. From the text line, another movie I'm not going to watch. Thanks for warning me, Dana.
Entertaining. And you know what? Johnny is very, very, like, I'm like 10 out of 10. I said, okay, at the end of this, I said, honestly, what did you think?
You're saying it's a perfect movie.
Because I said it's a 9 out of 10. And Johnny goes, I'd give it a 7 or an 8. And for him to say that, it's, yeah.
There are few movies I would give a 10 out of 10. Here they are. Just a handful.
Okay.
Empire Strikes Back is a 10 out of 10.
Okay. He would agree with you, but keep going.
Field of Dreams is a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Top Gun 1 and 2 are both 10s out of 10s.
For an action movie, then, you'll think this is a 9. I'm going to go ahead and number it for you.
Shawshank Redemption.
10. 10 out
of that's 10. A 10.
Of yeah. course.
That's a great movie. Not Jaws. That shark is fake. Well, it is.
No one's ever done it better since. What does that say to you? It's been 50 years.
Sharknado was way better.
Oh, please.
When we get back,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way,
speaking of fake.
When we get back, AI has taken it to another level. My Facebook page is inundated today with songoven.com, prayersong.com.
If you have no imagination and you're willing to part with $50, a computer this holiday season will do the work for you.
$49.95. 913-586-7798.
Have people no shame.
Here on Dana and Parks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So I have no idea what happened with my Facebook algorithm overnight. Never looked up any of these websites, never even said anything about fake romantic songs. AI generated fake romantic songs. But I get up this morning and my phone, my Facebook is filled with ads for songful.com, prayersong.com. What you do, and in all of these videos, somebody has got the camera up on the dash, and they're filming as they're driving, and their wife, or the first one I saw, the wife was in the kitchen, and it was, he didn't remember their anniversary. Or she didn't think he remembered their anniversary until she heard this song. And it was a really good country song about them. All of it AI produced. The singer doesn't exist. The guitarist doesn't exist. The drummer? No.
Neither does your imagination.
All you have to do is plug in things about your relationship, and AI will write the song.
This is not brilliant, Scott. Everyone has ups and downs. Everyone you know, in most relationships, there are a handful of things that most people would agree about if you've been together for a significant amount of time.
One of them, for example, said, I remember our first kiss in the elevator.
Well, that's a little more specific.
No, it does get specific. Listen, here's one.
Teacher and counselor appear so fine.
Where did you get this?
The stars align. Oh, she loves a tune she can dance to. Trips and burgers she'll drive right through.
At College Deli, she finds her place. That's a restaurant.
This bothers me. Okay, can you send it to an estranged family member and make it mean?
Theoretically.
Remember that time.
God, that song is horrible.
You broke my heart.
Stole my wine.
I hope in public you fart.
That song was horrible, Sam. And do we have no imagination anymore?
There's plenty more where this came
from. No, I'm good.
My Facebook was filled with it this morning.
Are they trying to get you to buy this?
They're trying to get you to get a...
They bought a dog named Lizzie.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. My quads are atrophied.
What happened? Wolf said to you, Jill and four other. That's everything. Oh, Jill Wolf.
Okay, Summer's in Europe. She's there again.
It does sound just like Taylor Swift.
Oh, I don't think it does. I think it sounds like something without any imagination.
Better hope Travis isn't listening right now.
Although people would say, what's the difference between that and buying a stock greeting card through Hallmark at the grocery store?
Wrong lyrics and cue, both signs for her soul. Star Wars and Thrones, she plays the role.
So Star Wars and Thrones, she plays the role. So she clearly is a Star Wars fan.
But there are more people in America that are Star Wars fans. Now, if they
name Jill?
If they name a specific... Yes, name
Who
Jill.
Who goes to Europe in the summer?
Yes, I think you'd be surprised. This is not that creative.
I'm not saying it is creative. What I'm saying is this is where AI is taking us. Where all you have to do is type in a couple, like you and I met, we started the show 14 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've interviewed Lou Ferrigno.
And nothing then, rhymes with Ferrigno.
Absolutely everything rhymes with Ferrigno. We've interviewed, you know, God knows how many, I'm losing track, Michael Franti and, Hanson,
yeah.
Type some of that stuff in. You Dukes of Hazzarding outside in the lawn on a car. Target kart racing out
we
in the parking
only
lot.
We sweatshirts every day.
And keep in mind, they are literally charging you for you to voluntarily give them
your
data
yes.
about your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that they can then sell it for an additional profit.
And then,
profit.
Scott, that goes into a baseline algorithm. Yep. Okay, is it male or female? That's number one. Does she live near a beach? That's number two.
Like, I appreciate everything you do. I'm so sorry you can't go number two.
You've been waiting to drop that one, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of like Dana, waiting to drop it.
I mean...
What rhymes with obstruction?
Not gonna function.
I just love the way that you function. I'm so sorry that you got an obstruction.
That to me is funnier. If you could say plug in a bunch of things for a funny song, that would be one thing. Yeah.
Plug,
but
really?
But the I love you song. Yeah.
Sounds like you gotta plug.
What? It's cute, I suppose. I don't find it to be original. Pull up another one because her voice annoys me.
Okay.
It would be much better if they do what they did a couple of years ago, and we did it on this very program, where you write your own song and sing your love to your loved one.
I love that.
That would be so much more impactful.
Because you know who did that? Pentankin, my favorite content creator, Mandy, the actor. He and his wife, during one of their reels, sang their love to each other, and it's hilarious. I love you so much. And it doesn't rhyme. And it was funny, and it was just stream of consciousness. I love everything you do.
I'm going to pass on that one. The audio is crap.
That first kiss in the elevator when I was your supervisor.
I mean, Dana, it's all at tunelab.com.
We are a walking HR violation.
When I was your supervisor. And we were hugging from behind at the Coldplay concert.
I mean, my Facebook is so filled with this. I'm going to spend all afternoon deleting
and blocking
all these sites.
You've looked it up. It's only going to keep shoving that stuff your way.
I know.
Now I'm no longer a CEO and you got fired as head of HR, but we love each other. Merry Christmas.
Coldplay is awesome.
Then there's this story, which holiday gifts can unwittingly be an insult.
Here's one.
I don't know if a song can be an insult. I think it's lazy.
Just a spark, but meant to stay.
Wait.
Through the years we found our way. Love kept calling night and day.
That could be any song.
Right, I know, but wait.
From Kansas halls.
From Kansas halls.
Rings,
I did.
Side by side through everything. Now here we are. Hearts on fire. Burning bright.
Hang on.
With love inspired.
Try again.
From the laughter.
My first time hearing it in a car.
You're my rhythm, my beating heart.
Here comes the man.
Okay.
You're my dream come true.
But up until that point, that can be plugged in
to any song.
Any song.
But it's a good country
song. We've had ups and downs. We've been there together the whole way.
From the spark to the fire.
It would only be meaningful to me. Remember that time you crashed my car? Like, to me, funny is better than love when I think love should come from you, not a computer.
When you OD'd on laxatives and still couldn't go, so we bought a movie for $9.99.
You said it was a Runs Do Not Walk.
Starring Leo DiCaprio. Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Why can't I go?
Warning. These holiday gifts can unwittingly be an insult. Christmas presents can backfire.
Chia pet.
From Talker News, leading to hurt feelings, warns a new study. Researchers found that well-intended gifts such as weight loss teas or gym memberships can, quote, unintentionally send the wrong message and ultimately trigger negative feelings.
Here's a yoga mat, fatty.
The findings published in the Journal of Retailing show that self-improvement presents often make recipients feel judged rather than appreciated.
No kidding. If somebody bought me a gym membership, I mean, really?
There's no better gift than personal training.
In another, a present, they study this. One present
was
quote,
shameless.
A communication skills calendar. Rather than a trivia-based did you know calendar. Yeah, if you give someone a communication skills calendar, that's a message.
What's a communication skills calendar?
You suck at communicating. Here's 12 different ways through the months that will give you tips on how to communicate more effectively.
Where does one buy a communication skill calendar?
It's one of those calendars where you rip off each day, and each day has a tip on how to better communicate. Which, yes, giving your significant other that would probably not go over too well.
Self-improvement goods, by the way, represent a huge, lucrative global market that is expected to reach $67 billion by 2030. A yoga mat in January says, quote, I'm motivated. A yoga mat under the Christmas tree might say, you need to lose weight. You were right, Sam.
Does yoga actually help you lose weight?
It can, and it
strength. I thought it was just a stretching.
No, strength, stretching, calming.
If you are sedentary, any physical activity will help you lose weight.
I'm about to not be sedentary,
and she's getting up to leave. We must have a guest.
It's a rock formation.
She just, as she opened the door, she goes, ow! 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Did we lose her?
I'm kind of worried.
We need to send in one of the ladies from downstairs.
I was going
to
say, we don't even have anybody up here to go check on her. Dana?
She's been gone for 6 minutes.
Well, 5 days is a lot of buildup.
It's 6 days, by the way. It was last Thursday.
Pardon me. 6 days is a lot of buildup. Oh, so she's twice the limit of seek immediate medical attention?
Yes.
Oh, good.
That is
good.
Correct.
Well, right. I hope for her sake that it's rough right now, but it'll be better in a few minutes.
Okay. Story here from the New York Post.
How do we focus?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for the door to open.
Hello.
Hello. In-N-Out Burger has axed the number 67.
Good.
From its ordering system after the viral 6-7 meme wreaked havoc on its stores. According to reports, the West Coast burger chain retired the 67 numeral from its orders after eager internet-brained adolescents regularly waited for the number to be called. An employee at a Los Angeles location confirmed to People magazine.
Because what they do is similar to a number of other food chains is when you place your order, you get an order number. They identify you when your order is ready by shouting out your number. And so when 67's order would be ready, everybody would erupt saying 6-7.
So
Why are we holding up a number two?
At In-N-Out Burger, they have...
We are struggling right now.
She just said to me, I went from stall one to stall two. Stall one couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
I have got to grow up.
Oh, boy.
At some point, this can't be funny anymore.
Do we feel better?
So
we're getting there.
We had progress. So we had some progress. Is that what we're saying?
From the text line, as Ron White once said, you ever take a dump and your pants fit better?
Oh, God.
Did you lose some weight in there? You did? Okay.
Why is your mic still off?
I said I'm not talking about this. You know.
You think you lost 5 pounds or 10?
It was a 9 week.
It was a 9 week boop.
Gonna have to leave a tip for the cleaning people. Okay. By tip, I mean don't go in there.
Okay.
My mom cannot be proud.
No, she's not. She's not.
So anyway, In-N-Out Burger.
Well,
what were we talking about? Re-enter our program?
Things going in and then coming out.
What about In-N-Out? I love In-N-Out.
So they use an order numbering system where when you go up, you place your order, they give you a number. They removed 67 from that lineup because kids would go in hoping to God that
just
they were close to 67.
Just to hear someone say it.
And even then, they would place multiple orders just to make sure that 67 was placed.
No one else got it.
And then sit there and shout, 67, whenever 67 came up. I did see a teacher who had the ultimate way to ruin this trend. Some kid, they were going through class, you know, numbers up on the board, question 6, question 7. Some kid goes, 6-7, and the teacher goes, 8-9, and the whole class was like, what?
What? Yeah.
You kill the trend.
It's got to be going away soon.
Leaning in.
Yeah, when people like us start saying 6-7.
It's over.
The kids are going to stop doing it.
They don't even know what it means. That's what drives me crazy.
Nobody knows what it means.
You saw the other night, and I hate to bring this up, the Chiefs are now
6-7.
6-7, and that was all over Facebook.
They're 6-7.
Okay, is that how you have to say it?
6-7.
It's just like dude back in the day. Dude didn't really have any meaning.
Dude. I know that anyone, rich, poor, famous, or otherwise, can struggle with addiction. So why is it so shocking that there are photos all over today, and it's on the front page of the New York Post, showing comedian Andy Dick basically lifeless on a sidewalk.
I haven't seen that.
Sitting on a step, yeah.
Pajamas after suffering an apparent overdose in Hollywood.
Is he not doing well?
No,
there's
Scott,
video of people going up trying to talk to him.
It's awful.
Yeah.
In photos obtained by TMZ, the controversial comedian, 59, can be seen slouched over on the cement stairs of a building. His eyes are closed. He's wearing blue plaid pajama pants and a tad jacket. An unidentified man on his knees tried to help the star by holding him up. And then someone screams, "Can get us some Narcan." Basically, someone yells, "Get Narcan." Mm-hmm. They Narcan him. And he reportedly regained consciousness. LA Fire and Police Department then took over. He then refused additional treatment and refused transportation to a hospital for further evaluation. Now, when they say controversial comedian, I had to go back because I forgot.
Yeah, he said something a couple years ago.
He has had several run-ins with the law.
Yeah.
In May of 2022, he was arrested for felony sexual battery. The victim in that case dropped the charges. In January 2023, arrested for public intoxication and failing to register as a sex offender. It's been a lot of arrests that all lead back to addiction issues. It really does. Mm-hmm. And he has said he has tried so many times that rehab centers will hang up when he calls. He goes, "They're not going to give me a bed. Why? They know that I'm trying to, like, basically, I'm going to be dead." He's acknowledged that.
I find that very hard to believe. I find that outrageously hard to believe.
He says, "Without drugs or alcohol, I am depressed, frustrated, angry. Honestly, at one point it stopped being fun when I was crawling around on the floor to find the phone, not able to dial because both my hands were shaking. I would get a hold of a recovery center. They would hang up when they found out it was me. No one wanted to help me." He said, quote, "I am unhelpable.
No.
Why would they bring me in just to have me die in their bed?"
The only reason that I can imagine that a rehabilitation facility would hang up on him is if he has a reputation as being a very disruptive presence in the rehab. They are not
in the business of turning the worst of the worst away. And I say that, like, there's a better word to say it, but he says they don't think I can be helped. I don't even think I can be helped.
Let me assure you, an addict of anything, whether it's drugs or alcohol, whatever, is always going to try to help a fellow addict.
Yeah.
Okay? When I went to rehab, I'm not going to name the facility, but it's in South Kansas City. You can figure it out on your own. There was not a single person, not one person who worked there that wasn't a recovering alcoholic. Not one.
Yeah.
They're in the business of helping you. It's part of the creed.
But does it also show how, Scott, hard it is to get help that sticks?
If you're a jerk, yes.
Not only if that, Scott, but, like, he is in, out, and he also has all of the resources that most people don't have. Now, I don't think he's a billionaire. He was a B or C tier level comedian, would you not say? Like,
probably C.
On, like, the Hollywood squares.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's not Jerry Seinfeld, but he's not without resources.
He might end up on Celebrity Family Feud.
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't really buy it that he has tried and they hung up on him, because especially with all of these high-end ones that, like, fly you out and do equestrian therapy and charge you, I don't know, $100,000 for the 30-day program
Betty,
or whatever.
Betty Ford would be one of those platinum rehab facilities.
Trust me, they're going to take your $100,000, and no matter how horrible of a person you are, their job is to break you down and bring you back to reality. Mm-hmm. You are paying for that service. They're not going to hang up on you if you're like, "Okay, I'll give you $100,000.
He refused treatment. I wish the story had ended, "He agreed to go seek treatment."
He's not desperate enough.
The next headline is going to be,
he's dead.
You know, at the point that he's in his pajamas in Hollywood on a stoop, completely whacked out of his mind.
In the middle of the day
on drugs. I fear the next headline is, he's no longer here.
What movie was he in? I don't even remember.
Was he in a movie? I don't know.
What TV show was he in? I don't even remember.
I don't want to say he's just a comedian. It's very hard to rise to fame in that craft.
He was
News Radio from 95 to 99.
Gosh,
that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
The Andy Dick Show from 01 to 02. The movie Hoodwinked.
News Radio, by the way.
Brilliant.
Starring Joe Rogan.
Well, and the late Phil Hartman.
Mm-hmm. That was a very, by the way, any of you who remember the TV show News Radio, not even remotely based in reality, but it was still fun to watch.
He has appeared as a contestant on shows like Dancing with the Stars and VH1's Sober House.
Okay.
Well,
he has a ton of credits.
But nothing that I would say, you know, I don't think news radio is still in reruns. So he's, no. You know, he did well from 95 to 99, right?
Zoolander, Road Trip.
Both still being played on TV.
Get Smart.
He had a 1 year, but that was years ago, Sam. He had a 1 year stint with the Andy Dick Show on MTV. He's made some minor cameo roles in a small
still
number
get paid.
Of movies.
Still yeah, get
but,
paid.
But not enough to keep up in Hollywood. He's not living in the Hollywood Hills. You know what I mean? Like, it's the most expensive city around.
Inspector Gadget,
yep.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So I know some of y'all are uncomfortable with the like surveillance state that we all live in. You know, they say you can't go 12 feet without being captured on a camera somewhere, right? It is one of the things that is going to hang this despicable man in the Anna Walsh murder and dismemberment. The prosecution in that trial has just rested. Court has adjourned for the day. But not before every single store's representative came on with video of this woman's husband purchasing things like hacksaws.
Stores, by the way, is a hardware store in the Northeast.
Hatchets, mops, buckets, cleaner rags. They have him on 5 different surveillance cameras from 5 different places, New Year's Day and the days after. Like between January 1st and January 5th. basically purchasing all of the tools he needed to get rid of her body.
They got him dead to rights.
How does that prove he killed her?
I said to Scott, Sam, during a break, how does this even go to trial?
But how does that prove he killed her? He already pled guilty to dismembering and disposing
of the body. Why would one do that if one didn't kill someone?
I don't know.
Why would one randomly dismember someone? I mean, there's no defense here.
Now he's arguing.
The defense has not even given an explanation as to how they died. They said she died unexplained, and then he panicked and thought he would be blamed. So, yes, he covered it up and did what he did and went to the dumpsters all over town where he's also on surveillance. So why not just explain it? Give me a theory. What happened to her? They can't. It's unexplained.
Because he came home and found her dead, according to them. Oh, and I'm not defending him. Just from a legal standpoint, none of what you just mentioned proves that he killed her.
Okay, but his,
which is what he is fighting in
his
court.
His Google searches of how long do I have to wait to collect my person's life insurance once they're dead was one of the Google searches.
That's not good.
The other one was how long, they were graphic.
One of the searches was, does a body decompose in a plastic bag? That was one of them. He's guilty, allegedly.
I'm not saying he's not. It's tough when he's already, and maybe this was his tactic because he's already pleaded guilty.
Are you defending this guy?
No, not at all.
Just
from a legal standpoint.
This is interesting because I think his attorney said, we're not going to get past the bloody evidence that's everywhere.
Yeah, we got to come up with a good lie.
All over. It was as jury selection was beginning 2 weeks ago that he abruptly changed his plea to guilty on charges of misleading police and moving his wife's body.
Because they had him dead to rights. They had blood in the car. Her blood in the car. They also found the hacksaw
The change of plea, by the way, is also an admission that Brian Walsh knows his wife is dead, which means that his defense team can no longer argue there's no proof of her death. In the beginning, they were saying, there's no proof she's dead. Well, yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's a leg here and an arm there.
Oh, it's
and a
awful.
Head over here.
How much evidence did we have that the one guy from L.A. killed his wife on Christmas Day? And now we are all convinced that he did not.
That maybe he didn't. Scott Peterson.
Scott
Peterson, yeah.
But in that case, there is not one shred of circumstantial evidence, Sam, not one. There's nothing.
There's circumstantial evidence. There's no hard evidence.
There's no blood. There's nothing.
There's a lot of circumstantial with the lies and the phone calls to what's-her-face.
Yeah, he was having an affair.
I understand that.
Show me the evidence he killed her. I'm not saying he didn't, but there's nothing. Like in this case, they've got physical
also dismembering
awfulness.
A body is still a big prison sentence. What are they fighting over here?
News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.